Chapter 3.
Wake up, Duke! Wake up! You were having a nightmare! Were you dreaming about the return of the demons again? That old legend?
What the hell? Quit game!
What do you mean? You were dreaming again, muttering in your sleep about the demons returning. Ha! As if that would ever happen. Dre says they were all defeated a millennia ago.
Quit game!
Log off. Currently unavailable.
Are you okay?
Who are you?
Did you hit your head? It's me, Bluff! I'm your cousin!
Bluff. Cousin. Level 4.
You're an NPC, aren't you?
Honestly, Duke, your obsession with the old ways is going to be the death of you. There's no need for battlefield surgeons anymore. The old veterinarians go out there when one of them steps on a thorn or something. Aunt Bernadette's warning that the demons would come back is nothing more than the mutterings of a crazy old woman. She's been filling your brain with nonsense. Let's do our daily health check. First... Hey! Who are you? Get out of here!
Anatoly. Player. Level X.
Anatoly. Thank God.
Duke! You chose a worm surgeon, I see. That's good, good. We'll need to get you a familiar right away to keep your health from flatlining.
I'm having trouble logging out. The pain threshold in this thing is completely out of whack.
Sorry about that. Hang on. Let me pull up the admin menu. This is a developer build, and the pain threshold is hacked past the limit. Here, I'm lowering it down to 2. My friends like to play with it jacked up. This build is programmed so only the game captain can adjust the pain threshold. I'd had to purchase a developer pass just to do it. I can't log out either. Were you using the quit game prompt? That's disabled too. We switched it to I'm a wuss. Sorry about that. I should have told you.
Okay, good. I'm not gonna lie, I panicked there for a minute. I did the rig level ejection routine, but it didn't work either.
Huh. That's weird. That should have worked. Were you in a loading screen at the time? Sometimes it doesn't catch it when the data is transferring like that.
I was.
Well, no worries now. I got you. I'm the king of this domain, so if anything goes wrong, I can get us all out with the snap of a finger. Cousin, we really need to do our daily routine. Normally, you'd follow your cousin around for another hour or so, and he teaches you a lot of the basic stuff. He has you go outside the city to gather some berries, and you get attacked by a small demon. It's all part of the tutorial. But that's not going to work because you joined the game already in progress. New players aren't really supposed to join this late in the season. I had to break a bunch of stuff just to make it so guys like you could join. The damned AI is determined to keep me from doing some of it. Anyway, you step outside the city now, you'll get roasted alive in seconds. You're level 1, and those are endgame level demons out there. So, instead, I'm going to take you to the town square, open up a portal, and zap you to my base, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I have to get you a brand first, though, so every time you log back in, you'll end up back at my base, and you won't have to go through all this stuff again. Sorry, it's taking so long. I guess I forgot how long that first intro part took.
So I understood about half of what you said, but I'll follow you to your place and take a look.
Good man. Follow me. We'll need to walk a few blocks. Cousin, come back!
Entering Medina.
Jesus! Is it always raining like this? What are those things in the sky?
Demons! Like I said, we're late in the season. Don't worry, they can't get into the city.
Anatoly, why can't I examine your properties?
It's turned off for co-op. You can't examine other players' skills or level or anything like that. I can't even do it, and I'm the captain. We like it better this way. I'm trying to program out the ability to see our names floating over our heads, too. It's just another item on my list. I'm level 53, by the way. That's pretty high.
So, you're a programmer?
I worked for Bart Hughes Games for years, programming for the Diaz storylines. I don't anymore. My father owns a lot of real estate, and I help him manage it now. Some friends and I are working on the co-op build of this game for fun. The co-op version was never released to the public and is buggy as hell. We've had to implement some major changes to make this work, and we're just getting started. There's still a lot to do. I noticed the graphics are really good. Yeah, we're using the new Quantum Stacks for the server. Expensive, but the processing power is... it's unbelievable. I just pushed a new upgrade a couple days ago, actually. The AIs are getting better and better. It will change everything. And not just with gaming. Years and years ago, most of these games were built in a language called C++. Bart Hughes and his partners developed AIC and eventually AI Squared before the plane crash. This game was originally built in AI Squared and then the updated re-release with AI Squared Plus. It's a blessing and a damned curse for people with a developer license. The problem is the game is built with a learning AI that has a few ironclad rules. That means the game changes itself if you break something. It helps enormously with many, many tasks. You can be sloppy and it fixes it for you. It's scary as hell, really. But trying to change stuff after the fact without starting over is a pain in the ass. You see that building over there? That spire? Yeah. There's a question there that's important to the completion of the game, but only if you're playing a certain race, the Sundered. Those are the robot guys with human faces. The thing is, I don't really care so much about completing the game. We're using this world as more of a sandbox, a playground. So I tried to remove that building. I took it away and there were suddenly two new kaiju added. I have no idea why. No human came up with them. The AI programmed them in itself, changing the game on its own to make it solvable again. That's one of those iron rules. The game has to be winnable.
I'm an artist. Not so much a programmer, so all that stuff is beyond me. But I do know how fast AI is growing. I just read an AI-written novel, and it wasn't half bad. It wasn't half good either.
AI is going to change the world. Anyway, I ended up stepping back that change. This whole game is a study in the butterfly effect. One of the biggest complaints about the single-player version was that there were too many cutscenes. If you fall in a hole you can't get out of, if you're captured by cannibals, if you get thrown in a jail cell, if you're tortured to death, etc., the game would speed up time and you'd watch it all happen in third person. It took almost 2 years, but I finally got rid of the game's tendency to reward failures with a scene. It had all sorts of implications. One of the results was the game getting more dangerous, not less so. I don't even know why, but I made it work. It also fixed some weird continuity issues with the co-op version of the game. Now, the passage of time makes sense. Just don't get arrested by the Medina guards while you're here.
Why not?
So, in single-player version, if you get arrested and thrown in jail, you usually have to pay a fine or serve a couple days behind bars. But you don't really serve that long. You watch a quick scene and you're out. And time has passed, just like any other game. In the co-op version, before I fixed it, the game did the same thing, which had a tendency to put things out of whack. If we both planted an apple tree side by side, for example, the tree takes 5 in-game days to bloom. You can plant the tree, get arrested a minute later, get sentenced for 5 days, and come out and harvest your apples right away. Your tree will be fully grown when you get out, because as far as you and your property are concerned, 5 days have passed. But for me, it's only been 10 minutes. My tree will still be a shrub, even though the two trees are side by side. I fixed the issue, but when I did, it made it so players arrested for 5 days are now actually trapped in that jail cell for 5 days. You serve your sentence in real time. There's nothing anybody can do. It sucks. It's no fun. So if you get sentenced to 5 days in jail, you pretty much just gotta log out and come back 5 days later. Otherwise, your character is just sitting in a cell. I'm chipping away at the problem. Good news is, I managed to make it so only the town guards in Medina and this one other place called Little Cibola can arrest you. So if you do ever make it to any of the small villages, the guards there won't be able to throw you in jail. They'll just kill you. But I did have to disable the ability for players in captivity to escape. There's a whole system in place with lockpicking and killing guards and all that. But for right now, it's offline while I fix something completely unrelated. Also, something else broke, making the fines just outrageous. Now the fines are something like 10 times the previous amounts. I put the wrong decimal somewhere. So, the moral is, don't get arrested. Once you're in there, you can't get out.
Don't get arrested. Got it.
So, anyway, right now I'm mostly focused on making it so all of us can be human players if we want. None of this only one of each race bullshit. It's the damnedest thing. You'd think it'd be an easy change, but the moment I implement it... Oh, here we are.
Entering Pets Plus.
So, I don't know what you read or were told during character creation, but you picked a race called a Worm Surgeon. Not too many people play that race because resurrection magic requires souls to power. It's easy early on in the game, but later, when you're doing deep dive surgery, there are a lot fewer things to kill. Most of the demons you face later on are big and don't go down easily. So instead of having to fight 50 level 1 demons, you fight one level 50 demon. Level 50 gives a lot of soul power, but it's like getting a big paycheck once a year instead of smaller ones every week. You gotta learn to conserve it. Your life force is constantly going down, and you have to use your soul power to heal yourself. So it's a losing game. However, there is a trick. You can get yourself a certain type of familiar. It will give you enough soul power to keep yourself alive. It won't give you much more than that, though. Normally, you wouldn't be able to afford or capture one of these for a while, but I'll get you one now. No, not this thing. But you can examine it if you want.
What is this? It's like a miniature pig mixed with a snake.
Snaggle Snort. Race restriction. You cannot bond with this pet. 50,000 teeth.
Teeth?
Teeth is money. You won't have to worry about that.
Is it like actual teeth?
Yep.
That's a little fucked up. Whoa, look at those guys. These guys are cool looking. My daughter used to have a pair of rats.
Vile rats. 15,000 teeth. Excellent thieves and scavengers, vile rats work in concert to attack and perform tasks. If one is killed, it will not regenerate until all three are dead. Health, 500 each. Nil magic. Deep dive, yes. Shared experience, no. Skills. Poison enemy. Parasite hunt. Plague. Vaccine administration. During combat and surgery, vile rats will retrieve and return any loot from fallen enemies.
Come on, Duke. This way. So, you're basically undead. You're like a lich mixed with a vampire. Your race is kept alive through resurrection magic. As a result, your flesh imparts no nutrition to those who require flesh to survive. Ah, here we are.
That's it. It's a little white maggot.
Don't let this guy's size fool you. He'll get bigger if you let him. A lot bigger. This here is a gut hook. He's a nematode class pet, which means he lives inside of you. And his respawn location is your intestinal tract. So, if he ever dies, and he's going to die a lot, he pops back into existence inside of you. So, here's the brilliant part. This guy needs to feed off his host to survive. But he can't feed off of you. So a couple times a day, he starves to death and dies. When he dies, you automatically gain the soul power he gives off on death. Rinse and repeat.
Gut hook. Juvenile. 754,000 teeth. Health, 45. Magic, yes, with certain upgrades. Deep dive, yes. Shared experience, yes. Familiar to player only. Skills. Sap energy. Strengthen.
Why is it so expensive? Other than the soul-giving properties, it seems pretty lame. The soul-giving part is a big deal to worm surgeons. But if you do let your worm feed and level up, he gets bigger and receives many more skills. When he's a full-grown adult, he can evolve into one of the most powerful familiars in the game. Plus, he has shared experience, which means when he gets experience, you get some too. Only a few familiars have that. Most don't. Anyway, let's get the show on the road. I'm gonna pay for this, and then you gotta swallow it.
Swallow it? Ew.
There are other ways to have it inserted, but they're not nearly as pleasant.